It's 57 degrees in Richland Center at 12:07. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Just last week, the entire state was in a drought. Now meteorologist Brittany Merlo says things are changing with the recent rain.
Improvements have been made, mainly stretching from Richland Center and La Crosse northeastward through central Wisconsin into the Fox Valley and up north towards Rhinelander. 47% of the state was soaked out of drought conditions over the past week. And now, those areas sit abnormally dry. Areas of concern are still focused far north, where 14% of the state is in a severe drought condition. And 41% of Wisconsin still remains in a moderate drought. So we need the rain rolling in this weekend, even though it's expected to be light. Every drop counts. A heavier hitting system takes aim midweek next week, which should help. Plus, Election Tuesday's rainfall wasn't taken into account for this update.
Have you ever heard of Coco Ras? Because there are hundreds of them all around you, right here in the state and even throughout the country. Here's Brittany Merlo.
It's a unique, nonprofit, community-based network of volunteers of all ages and backgrounds working together to measure and map precipitation. While a group of people, about 26,000 of them, are collecting and reporting rain and snow amounts. Coco Ras is an acronym for the Community Collaborative Rain, Hail, and Snow Network, and anyone can be a part of it. These precipitation reports, gathered in our own backyards, are recorded. Data is then displayed and organized in a nifty map that's easy to analyze and apply to daily situations ranging from water resource analysis to severe storm warnings. Free training is included and it's easy to sign up for. Just head to civicmedia.us, click the news tab, select weather, and you'll find everything you need, even a link to affordable rain gauges.
After winning his second term in Congress, Republican Derek Van Orden says he's hoping to work with Democrats on key issues like the Farm Bill and Veterans Affairs. Van Orden told Selected Media in a video call that he's not willing to let the dairy industry fail, either here or in the U.S., so the Farm Bill is his priority to work on. Van Orden defeated Democrat Rebecca Cook by 4 points in the state's 3rd congressional district in this week's election. That's the same margin he won by over Brad Paff 2 years ago. Senator Joan Balwig released the following statement today after the results of the November 5th election. Quote, with the support of my family, friends, neighbors, and colleagues, I am proud to have served the communities of South Central Wisconsin as both a representative and senator in the Wisconsin State Legislature. Throughout my time in the legislature, I emphasized and valued the services that my office provided to our neighbors in the 41st Assembly District and the 14th Senate District. I'm thankful for the opportunity to work with legislative members from both sides of the aisle and governors from both parties to enact policies that benefit the children and families of Wisconsin, support the mental health needs of our state, and fight for the industries that are critical to the district and our state's economy, namely agriculture and tourism. It was an honor for me to serve on legislative leadership in both houses as a member and chair of the legislative committees, on the Joint Committee on Finance, and to serve on regional and national organizations, including as regional and national chair of the Council of State Governments, a 3-branch national organization. Thank you for the opportunity to serve the people of the 14th Senate District on Wisconsin. Lemahieu is returning as Republican Senate Majority Leader. In a press release, Lemahieu says the top issue for Republicans this upcoming legislative session will be returning the state's funding surplus to families. Lemahieu of Utsberg served as Majority Leader during both the 2021 and 2022 and 2023 to 24 sessions and has been in the legislature since 2015. The Republican caucus elected Lemahieu to the position during a Thursday meeting. The Republican majority in the Senate shrunk from 22-11 to 18-15 after Tuesday's election. Voters in many parts of Wisconsin were deciding on more than who will represent them. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
All across Wisconsin, school referendum questions were on the ballot, with over one quarter of districts asking to go over their local tax levies. Over one quarter of districts asked a total of 138 questions for a total of over $4.2 billion to pay for operations and facilities. The majority of these ballot measures passed, highlighted by Madison passing 2 questions for a total of $607 million. State Superintendent Jill Utterly said that too many communities were forced to ask for more local property tax dollars to simply pay the bills, and that the state legislature has underfunded public education in Wisconsin for too long. Utterly said that the next biennial budget is another opportunity for Wisconsin legislators to properly fund school districts. Both the 120 districts going to referendum and the 138 questions asked on ballots are records. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
There were several school referendums in the area Tuesday. Among those that passed, the Ithaca School District passed an operational referendum in the amount of $1.3 million each year for 4 years. The Lafarge School District passed an operational referendum to exceed the revenue limit by $300,000 for 3 years, for a total of $900,000. The Iowa Grant School District passed a $1.2 million operational budget. And the Wisconsin Dells School District passed a $4.5 million capital referendum. Both referendums for the Madison Metropolitan School District passed. The operational referendum will give the district $100 million, and the capital improvement referendum will give the district $507 million. The Reedsburg School District had split results Tuesday. Voters approved a $14 million facilities referendum for improvements at its high school, but rejected the district's $16 million non-recurring operational referendum request. And residents in the Baraboo School District said no to an $85.7 million capital facilities referendum. A Wisconsin native NASCAR driver is being fined for skipping work to go vote on Tuesday. Seymour native Ty Majeski competes in the Truck Series and was supposed to be at a press event in Arizona on Tuesday ahead of the championship race Friday night. Instead, he came to Wisconsin to vote. NASCAR is fining Majeski $12,500 for failure to attend the press conference. Majeski and his race team say they'll be contesting the penalty. Flags are flying at half-staff to honor Jonathan Brostoff. The Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office is investigating Monday's death of the Milwaukee alderman and former state representative as an apparent suicide. Brostoff was elected to the Wisconsin State Assembly in 2014, representing a Milwaukee district until 2022, and serving on several committees. Following his assembly service, Brostoff was elected to the Milwaukee Common Council. Brostoff leaves behind his wife and four young children. Evers said Brostoff advocated tirelessly for his constituents and that he and his wife Kathy were shocked by Brostoff's death. A former Manitowoc County Sheriff's Lieutenant is accused of embezzling funds from the department. David Remicker will face a misconduct in office charge for allegedly stealing over $5,000 taken during asset forfeiture when he makes an initial appearance in December. The State Department of Justice started the investigation in January when Remicker allegedly walked off with a seat cover during an event in Oshkosh. That eventually led the DOJ to discover the rest of the alleged embezzlement. He was put on administrative leave and left the department at the end of the month. Sheriff Dan Hartwig says the incident is isolated to Remicker and no one else in the department is implicated. Alert teachers might have helped stop a tragedy yesterday in Kenosha. Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles has more.
A 13-year-old student was arrested in Kenosha yesterday after attempting to bring a rifle into Roosevelt Elementary. Police are crediting school staff for preventing a potential tragedy. Kenosha Unified School District Superintendent Jeffrey Weiss talked about the kid dressed in black carrying a black bag.
This individual came around to the front door, buzzed the office to be let in, and there are two doors when I talk about a secured entrance. Our staff were able to see that this individual looked nervous and suspicious. They confronted that individual. The individual got nervous and fled the building.
The suspect was arrested later in the afternoon following a community-wide search and holds at all county schools. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley released a statement about the incident, saying she's thankful for school staff in Kenosha for preventing a young person with a firearm from entering the building.
Members of the Kickapoo High School student body will be presenting a variety show both tonight and tomorrow night in the Kickapoo High School auditorium. Various types of shows have been performed at the school over the past few years. This year's variety show is a fresh idea. Catherine Miller is the director of the event.
We kind of started after COVID doing an opposite musical and some sort of show on the other year. So last time it was kind of a musical review. This time it's more broad. We're doing a variety show, all vocal things though. So last spring we started talking about ideas. It's a very student-centered project. So the students put forth their ideas on, you know, maybe a theme, and then they put forth some other things that they want to do. So you're going to hear the middle school and high school choir perform pieces on the show, as well as over 20 individual and small group acts.
The theme of the show is Can't Stop the Feeling from the movie Trolls, but the students have chosen a wide variety of music.
They kind of have their own free range of what they want to do. So you're going to hear everything from Eras of the Crooners with like Fred Astaire and Ethel Merman, and all the way up to Adele and musicals and classic rock. So it's just going to be a fun variety of all kinds of music.
Catherine Miller likes how the variety show gives more students the opportunity to showcase their talents, which may not have been possible in a musical stage production.
Musical like is amazing. It's an amazing experience for the students. It's an amazing, you know, just opportunity for them. But also this project allows more kids to shine because, you know, musicals always have a limited number of lead parts. And so what I like about this is that the students have more invested in it and what they get to choose for music, as well as more kids getting to shine.
The Kickapoo High School Variety Show will be held tonight and tomorrow night in the Kickapoo High School Auditorium. Performances will be at 7 both nights. Everyone is welcome to attend and enjoy the great music performances. You are also welcome to sing along as well. Admission to the event is a free will offering, with half the donations going to the food pantry. The Richland School District Foundation and Richland Center High School will be presenting Grease, the high school version, tonight through Sunday in the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Grease is a successful Broadway musical that was made into a 1978 movie, which is still popular today. The story is set in the 1950s at Rydell High, featuring the two main characters, Sandy, played by Maddie Muller, and her love interest, Danny, portrayed by Grayson Banker.
It's a very different role than anything I've done before. It's been really fun fitting into it. And it's kind of similar to how a lot of people my age are. I mean, he's a high schooler, 17. I mean, he's that guy you want to be. So, I mean, it's been pretty easy to fill in that role.
Along with Sandy and Danny, many supporting actors and crew members help make this musical an entertaining production to see.
We've got about 40 actors and actresses, and then about 10 on our stage crew. It's definitely a big step up from last year. It's helped us a lot, having that stage crew. You know, they're able to do things that, you know, cast members had to do last year with moving props around, moving the set around. So they've been awesome for us, and having those numbers, it's great.
The Richland School District Foundation and Richland Center High School production of Grease, the high school version, will be performed in the Richland Center High School Auditorium tonight and tomorrow night at 7. Sunday's performance will be presented at 2. Tickets are $10 for adults and will be available at the door. Okooch Mountain Humane Society's Paws for the Holidays will be held Saturday from 10 to 2 at the Richland Center Community Center. It is OMH's largest fundraiser of the year. The event features a variety of activities for all ages and their pets. Activities include a Santa Paws giving tree, kids games, dog games and competitions, silent auction and bucket raffle, informational tables and booths, a jingle dog and jingle cat raffle, sales tables and membership table. Food and refreshments will also be available at the Grand and Glorious food stand. There will also be a visit from Santa. The OMH ice fishing pond will also be back. A sweet walk is similar to a cookie walk, except that it includes all different kinds of holiday cookies, candies, and other sweets, with walkers filling Paws-themed boxes with sweet treats. All are invited to attend and enjoy the OMH Paws for the Holiday Saturday from 10 to 2 at the Richland Center Community Center. With the arrival of cooler weather, Alliant Energy encourages customers to be safe around natural gas. Alliant Energy offers the following tips. Know the signs of a gas leak and what to do. Signs include an odor like rotten eggs, a hiss, roar, or whistle near a gas appliance, meter or pipeline, or blowing dirt, bubbling water, or discolored vegetation in an otherwise green area. Leave the premises immediately and from a safe location, call 911. Symptoms such as dizziness, shortness of breath, headaches, confusion, nausea, and fainting can also be signs A furnace or gas appliance has malfunctioned and exposed you to natural gas or carbon monoxide. Leave the premises immediately and call 911. Install carbon monoxide and natural gas detectors. Detectors help identify odorless threats like carbon monoxide and are especially important for those with a known loss of smell. Additionally, certain soil conditions can strip the rotten egg odorant out of natural gas, making it more challenging to detect without proper equipment. If your natural gas detector goes off, move quickly to a safe location and call Alliant Energy at 1-800-255-4268. Prevent snow and ice from blocking gas vents. Once winter arrives, snow and ice can damage gas meters and pipes. Use a broom to keep gas service equipment clear. You must clear vents for gas appliances following a major snow or ice storm to enable proper venting and prevent carbon monoxide accumulation. Dig safely, in addition to increased potential gas and carbon monoxide risk when the weather turns cooler. There's also an increased risk of gas pipeline damage as homeowners rush to finish yard work. Digging incidents are the most common cause of underground natural gas leaks. If you plan to dig, including constructing a fire pit, visit call811.com at least 3 days ahead of time. This will initiate a free process for utilities to locate and mark underground lines so you can dig safely. Even minor damage to a gas pipeline, such as nicks, scratches, cuts, scrapes, dents, and gouges, can result in pipeline failure or a major incident in the future if not properly assessed. Call Alliant Energy at 1-800-ALLIANT if you're digging equipment or tools, contact underground pipelines. Finally, never place a fire pit above a buried line. If the fire gets too hot, it could cause the gas pipeline below to leak or melt. For more information about gas safety, visit AlliantEnergy.com/gas. A local nonprofit is asking residents and businesses to give generously this fall to help them meet their 2024 fundraising goal. The mission of the Richland County United Givers is to raise funds for other local nonprofit organizations that serve the residents of the greater Richland County area. Jay Muller is a Richland County United Givers Executive Board member.
Normally what we do, we're starting putting up posters and putting on our brochures. If you find our brochure somewhere out there, take a look at it because it has a lot of information on just exactly what our goals are and what organizations that we represent. And the biggest thing is that we go through December, and then normally we issue the checks to the organizations that have been selected, which this year there's 19 of them, and then we present the checks to them in January.
The Richland County United Givers 2024 fundraising goal is $39,000, and the bulk of the money donated stays right here in Richland County to help our local residents.
A lot of these organizations, the 19 that we represent, they use this type of year to set their budgets for the entire year. This is when they make their big push to last all year round. So, because we not only help people during this time of year, we help people all year round. And these 19 organizations cover everything from people with disabilities to homeless people to people in need to mentoring for teenagers. We help with aging and disability, ADRC, and health and human services. We also go the full gamut of helping our animals like Richland Area Rescue and Ukuch Humane Society. And so there's a lot of, I hate to say it, bang for your buck, because United Givers covers a lot of these charities, and we choose them carefully. They're all nonprofit, which we are. There's nobody paid in our organization, so my income for this is absolutely zero, but the gratification of helping other people. So that's really helpful. And also, too, when you go to do your taxes and you do if you do itemized deductions, this way you don't have to list all the charities you give to. You just put United Givers and it covers the whole thing.
Donations and pledges to support the Richland County United Givers with their 2024 fundraising goal can be done online at rcunitedgivers.org or mailed to Post Office Box 228, Richland Center. For more information, visit the Richland County United Givers website or email them at rcunitedgivers@yahoo.com. Veterans Day may be Monday, but the Richland Center Intermediate School is honoring our veterans a little early. Join students today at 2 in the Richland Center Intermediate School gym for a heartfelt program dedicated to recognizing those who have served. Today's winner in the Ithaca Football Boosters Calendar Raffle is Tom Even.